Hello everybody, my name is Mena, this is your radio, and this is going to be our second episode for Astronomy for Amateurs. And this episode is going to be about how can you spot the planets in the night sky with the naked eye. Looks complicated, looks fancy, but it is actually pretty easy if you know some things about astronomy. So, if you know it, we know that not all planets from the solar system can be seen. We can see Venus, Mars, Jupiter, sometimes we can see Saturn, and sometimes, in very rare cases, we can see Mercury. But our ice giants, Uranus and Neptune, cannot be seen. Unless you have a great eyesight, a telescope, or binoculars, they cannot be seen with the naked eye. Let's get started. So, first of all, we need to learn about how to identify a planet from a star. So, unlike stars, planets don't twinkle. Twinkle is just an optical illusion that the star is very far away. But in our case, planets are so close. They're not too close, but they're fairly close, so they don't glow. They even might seem to have a slightly different color depending on the planet. Venus, due to its size, which is pretty similar to the Earth, as well as being its closest neighbor, Venus is pretty easy to see. It'll appear after sunset with a silverish white color on the western sky. So it is pretty easy to see. You can see it fairly often pop up in the sky. And depending on the time of the year, it might appear in a lower or higher position. Mars. This one is actually slightly tougher to see. Earth's little red neighbor will appear with an orangish-reddish-yellow color. But and its position may vary on the time of the year. It might not even appear at all. And if it appears, try looking for it in the eastern sky. And as the night progresses, it'll continue rising from the east, and it will set out the west, just like the sun. Jupiter. This one is the second planet of the solar system that is easily seen. It will appear in the eastern sky with a whitish tan color, and usually appears during the late phases of the sunset, and it will disappear near the sunrise. So using binoculars with it, it'll reveal its largest moons, which are Io, Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. Saturn. This planet is actually quite challenging to see at first, as it's the farthest of the most visible planets. It will appear similar to Jupiter, but it will appear to the upper right with a yellowish tan color. Using binoculars with it, it will reveal one out of its 82 moons, which is called Titan, and it can be seen. If you want to see the rings, you might need a telescope. Mercury. This one is actually the rarest planet of the solar system to see, as the sun covers it. If you're lucky, it'll appear as a little silverish white dot on the sky, although it appears larger than a star. It'll appear after sunset to sunrise. In conclusion, it isn't really that hard to spot a planet on the solar system. So if you're an amateur, I really hope this was useful. And note, those planets, the position might actually vary depending on the time of the year. So be sure to update on that. My name is Miguel. This is your radio. See you later.